My king, stay away from the balcony. We are newly married, and it makes me nervous to see you standing so close to it. I am older than you, and wiser. You shall take heed of that fact, and also the fact that my last two husbands never lived long enough for us to consummate our marriages. So, please, the servants are almost done making our bed for us, and leaving us food and drink for the night. Humor your new wife, and do not put a scare into my heart by doing anything to injure yourself. You may leave the king and I alone now. I will be attending to the rest of his needs tonight. I am in your room again, my king, late at night. But I didn't have to sneak in as I did those other times. Never again. Now that we are married, your bedroom, our bedroom, is my place now. A place where I can be near you, so that I can advise you and protect you. Your mother has been your voice for so long. She helped you rule, even though publicly it was just you. But as your wife, that duty now falls to me. Together we shall rule all of Westeros. But I will do an even better job than your mother. She has faced so much tragedy recently that the poor dear must have trouble thinking straight. She's getting so old, too, and forgets what it is like to be young. I'm nowhere near as old as her, but far more older than you. I am still young enough to be as full of life and energy as you, but old enough to have the wisdom to guide you. And I may do things with you that your mother never could. Go places she should not go. More specifically, your bed. I've been in your bed before, for our little conversations. Didn't it feel deliciously naughty to risk your mother's wrath by sharing that time together? We didn't do anything scandalous other than just flaunting protocol and skipping some of that courtship process. There will be time to catch up on our courting later. I hope you never stop wooing me, my king. You're such a romantic man. I'm lucky to have met you while you are so young. Or so many other women would have fallen sway to your charms before we could have met. But through the greatest luck, I find myself privileged today to be your queen. My being your queen entitles you to certain privileges too. You can share a bed for one. Yes, we did share one before, but not in the way I am referring to. You know what I'm talking about. It is your right as my husband, and my duty and privilege as your wife, to give myself to you in that way. I spent hours with my servants getting ready for my wedding today, my king. I spent an hour alone working on my dress and getting it just right. It is a very nice dress, but now I ache so dearly to be out of it. I want to let you finally look upon my body. Now that we have the blessing of marriage upon us. Don't be nervous watching me disrobe, my king. I am the blushing bride and the anxious virgin. It is I who should be nervous about removing my dress in front of you. And these are the garments. You are the king and the most powerful man in all of Westeros. I am but a humble girl. Fate has taken me on a circuitous route, but it has led me here to you, the man I am destined to spend the rest of my life with. I hope my body is to your liking, my king. You are fortunate, because many kings or princes are wed to girls younger than them. They may not even have womanly figures yet, and could be unable to bear a child safely, if at all, for seasons to come. But instead, here I am, older than you by many years. Not just physically mature, but mentally and emotionally. Just as you can reap the rewards of my more mature body, you can also benefit from my mature mind. Your brother trusted your mother for his decisions. Well, most of the time. Sometimes he didn't and bad things happened. Or sometimes he did listen and bad things still happened. Because your mother was too old to probably see the right way to do things. Just as your mother does not really approve of our marriage. She's too caught up in being your mother to properly help you rule. She was far more effective when advising King Robert, because she was his wife. Of course you are far too young to remember that, but I do. I can remember everything for both of us. Their rule together was a time of happiness and prosperity for all Westeros. That is why there is so much chaos right now. The land needs a proper king and queen to unite them. Our beloved Joffrey waited far too long to marry me, and to listen to my advice even before then. I fear that one or both resulted in his tragic death and the continuing strife throughout our lands. If I could have been his queen soon enough, he would still be alive today, and our land would be far more peaceful. But I am your queen now. You have access to my mind, and just as importantly, my body. It is yours as much as the Iron Throne in all of Westeros is. But I think you will find it more comfortable to rest upon me than the throne, and my mountains and valleys will be much more pleasurable for you to explore. There are no servants here to undress you. That is my duty now, and one I am all too happy to accept and carry out. Do not tremble so much, my king. I am nothing to fear. I should be trembling before you, both from fear and anticipation. But I don't need to fear you, do I? You are a powerful king, but a wise one as well. You know the best way to rule a kingdom. And your wife. With a firm but gentle hand and a loving heart. Oh, my king, you are so hard. You have no idea how happy I am that my body pleases you like this. I would have you do far more than simply look upon it, however. And for that, you would need to once more share your bed. But not just two friends, although we will always be that. But we will also be husband and wife, king and queen. Join me in my bed now, my king, but not beside me, during our long secret talks, but instead on top of me. That is your place as much as the Iron Throne is. It's okay to be nervous and a little clumsy, my king. I will be as well, even as I am the older one. I am still pure, despite my previous two marriages. But we can learn from each other and teach each other in the ways of love. But I know you already know what to do, my king. Just let your heart guide you, as it will all your decisions, and I and your people will forever be yours. Oh, so please make love to me, my king. It is all that I have wanted, all I've desired since I first took notice of you. It is what our kingdom needs, so that the birth of our heir can unite the troubled lands, and we may rule as king and queen to heal our kingdom. Yes. Don't make them wait any longer. Don't make me wait any longer. My king. Thrice have I been married, but I was a maiden until now. But you knew that. You have made me a woman the same day you made me a queen. Now let instinct guide you, my love. Your body knows what to do now. See, like all the arts they taught you, swordsmanship, painting, dancing. It begins clumsily enough, but you already give me so much pleasure. I hope my body, inexperienced and humble as it is giving you some measure of happiness as well. Yes, I will do all I can to please you, my king. tonight and all of my life, with my body and my words and my actions, I'll be the greatest queen Westeros has ever seen, and you will be its greatest king. You will rule with me by your side, giving you my expert counsel. And someday, our son will be king as well over our united Westeros. Yes. But first, we must create that son. You must create him in me. Through our act of love and lovemaking, Westeros needs an heir, and I need your child. Perhaps today you can make me a mother, just as you made me a queen and a woman. But we shall make the attempt every night, or during the day as well. Whenever you wish, my king, all Westeros must do as you bid, even your mother or the small council. Myself most especially. No one in all of the world obeys your every desire more eagerly than I. All the same, as your wife, I am the only one now who may help you rule Westeros. Do I excite you, my king? Does making love to me thrill you and fill you with passion? Will you release yourself fully into me so that I may be satisfied and provide you and Westeros with an heir? I seek release. I want from you what I've never had before. I want you to bring me to the edge of ecstasy and beyond, to drive me wild with the desire. Please, my king, I beseech you to do all these things. Give me your seed and your love and your heart. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, my king. Yes, my king. And it exceeded even my wildest dreams. I hope I wasn't a disappointment to you with my lack of knowledge and skill. But I will learn. Perhaps I can teach you a thing or two. Now that you are married, you can depend less on your mother, and I can be a confidant and advisor. You will always be close to your mother, but not as close as we can be. Your mother can never understand the love we share or how smart and brave you are, but I do. I know you can think for yourself. You can rule for yourself. You can be the king Westeros deserves with my guidance. You can be a far greater king than your brother or even of your father, King Robert. But we can talk more in the morning, my king. I have so many ideas for our kingdom and how we may rule it together. But they can wait for now. You are young and virile. You will have some food and some drink. And then I think we can find something to pass the time until morning, other than sleeping.